实战演练。
Section A，
夯实基础。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Why are you so worried?
I've just finished 1/6 of my 180 pages.
Text 2.
Their home is near the Baker's on Lake Drive. Do you know where it is?
If you follow your nose, it will lead you to the Baker's.Text 3. Excuse me, I'm trying to get to the trade union.
Sure. Just go down here to the corner and turn left. Then go straight for 3 blocks and turn left at the tower. It is 2 blocks from there.
Text 4. Excuse me.Could you tell me how to get to the bank? Is it around the corner?
No, it is between the museum and the supermarket.
Text 5.
Did you hear that Susan's plane was caught in a typhoon in Canada?
I suggested that she take a train, but...She wouldn't listen.
Second节, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
Why do you look so worried, Ella?
Well, I will have a maths exam tomorrow, and I really have to study. But my roommate has several friends visiting from her hometown.And I can't concentrate with them in the room.
How about the school reading room? It's very quiet there.
Yes, I know. But the reading room is closed this weekend for repairs.
That's right. Did you try the classroom? Is it open 24 hours a day?
A club is having a meeting there, and I was asked to leave this afternoon.
Well, there is always the city library. It's not...pleasant to go out in such weather, but it's only a 10-minute walk.
Yes, I agree. I was hoping I wouldn't have to walk in the rain, but I guess this is the only way if I want to get any studying done. I'd better hurry. Bye.
Why do you look so worried, Ella?
Well, I will have a maths exam tomorrow, and I really have to study.But my roommate has several friends visiting from her hometown, and I can't concentrate with them in the room.
How about the school reading room? It's very quiet there.
Yes, I know. But the reading room is closed this weekend for repairs.
That's right. Did you try the classroom? Is it open 24 hours a day?
A club is having a meeting there.And I was asked to leave this afternoon.
Well, there is always the city library. It's not pleasant to go out in such weather, but it's only a 10-minute walk.
Yes, I agree. I was hoping I wouldn't have to walk in the rain, but I guess this is the only way if I want to get any studying done. I'd better hurry. Bye.
听第七段材料，回答第八九题。
Good evening, sir and madam. A table for two?
No, thank you. But we have a small problem. Can you help us?
Sure. What can I do for you?
We are looking for a hotel. Are there any hotels near here?
Yes, there are some hotels near this street. The nearest one is next to the bank. It's quite modern.
Do you think there are any inexpensive ones nearby? We're leaving tomorrow morning.
Yes, drive west for about 2 minutes, and you will find a gray building on the right side. It's a family hotel, very comfortable, and the price is quite reasonable.
It sounds nice. Thank you very much for your help.
That's all right. Good evening, sir and madam. A table for two?
No, thank you, but we have a small problem. Can you help us?
Sure. What can I do for you?
We are looking for a hotel. Are there any hotels near here?
Yes, there are some hotels near this street. The nearest one is next to the bank. It's quite modern.
Do you think there are any inexpensive ones nearby? We're leaving tomorrow morning.
Yes, drive west for about 2 minutes, and you will find a gray building on the right side. It's a family hotel, very comfortable, and the price is quite reasonable.
It sounds nice. Thank you very much for your help.
That's all right.
听第八段材料，回答第十至十二题。
Gosh, how many times do I have to say sorry to you? You know, I have been extremely busy these days. I just forgot.
I can't believe that you'd forgotten my birthday. What's wrong with you? You used to be so romantic. Do you still remember your promise to me? You promised me to buy birthday presents for me every year.
I know that, but I just forgot. I'm sorry.
And we used to go to parties, museums, and parks quite often. Now what you want to do is stay at home and watch NBA games. You never seem to be so boring.
Well, you never seemed to complain so much in the past. You used to be very slim and pretty. Now, please look at yourself in the mirror. When we first dated, you wore size 11. What's your dress size now? 16, 18? And you never seem to think about losing weight. Gosh, how many times do I have to say sorry to you? You know, I have been extremely busy these days. I just forgot.
I can't believe that you'd forgotten my birthday. What's wrong with you? You used to be so romantic. Do you still remember your promise to me? You promised me to buy birthday presents for me every year.
I know that, but I just forgot. I'm sorry.
And we used to go to parties, museums, and parks quite often. Now what you want to do is stay at home and watch NBA games. You never seem to be so boring.
Well, you never seemed to complain so much in the past. You used to be very slim and pretty. Now, please look at yourself in the mirror. When we first dated, you wore size 11. What's your dress size now? 16, 18? And you never seem to think about losing weight.
听第九段材料，回答第13至16题。
Excuse me, I need some information about some of the towns near here.
What would you like to know?
Well, first, I'd like directions to go to Norwalk. I believe there is an interesting museum there. It isn't far, is it?
No, not at all. Norwalk is about 18 miles east of here on Route 7. And you're right, it's a wonderful little museum.
Oh, good. Now, what about Amityville? I have some friends I'd like to visit there, and I also want to go to Newton. They are near each other, aren't they?
Well, they are actually in opposite directions. Amityville is northeast. It's about 35 miles northeast of here. Newton is in the other direction. It's southwest, so it isn't really very close to Amityville at all, and it's a long drive. It's about 55 miles southwest from here, and the road is not at all straight.
55 miles southwest. Well, maybe I won't go there this time. Excuse me, I need some information about some of the towns near here.
What would you like to know?
Well, first, I'd like directions to go to Norwalk. I believe there is an interesting museum there. It isn't far, is it?
No, not at all. Norwalk is about 18 miles east of here on Route 7. And you're right, it's a wonderful little museum.
Oh, good. Now, what about Amityville? I have some friends I'd like to visit there, and I also want to go to Newton. They are near each other, aren't they?
Well, they are actually in opposite directions. Amityville is northeast. It's about 35 miles northeast of here. Newton is in the other direction. It's southwest, so it isn't really very close to Amityville at all, and it's a long drive. It's about 55 miles southwest from here, and the road is not at all straight.
55 miles southwest. Well, maybe I won't go there this time.
听第十段材料，回答第17至20题。
I live in a small village in the country.My wife and I run the village shop. We have a very peaceful life. Boring, some people might say, but we love it. I have plenty of time for my hobbies, gardening, fishing, and walking in the countryside. But it wasn't always like this. I used to have a very stressful job, working till late in the office every evening, and often bringing work home on the weekend.The advertising world is very competitive. I had no private life at all, no time for the really important things in life. Because of the pressure, I used to smoke and drink too much. The trouble came when my wife left me. She complained she never saw me, and I had no time for family life. This made me realize what was really important to me. I talked things through with her.And she decided to get back and start a new and better life together.
I live in a small village in the country. My wife and I run the village shop. We have a very peaceful life. Boring, some people might say, but we love it. I have plenty of time for my hobbies, gardening, fishing, and walking in the countryside. But it wasn't always like this. I used to have a very stressful job, working till late in the office every evening, and often bringing work home on the weekend. The advertising world is very competitive. I had no private life at all, no time for the really important things in life. Because of the pressure, I used to smoke and drink too much. The trouble came when my wife left me. She complained she never saw me, and I had no time for family life. This made me realize what was really important to me. I talked things through with her, and she decided to get back and start a new and better life together.